One of the most senior members of the British government, Jeff Hoon, is in Prague at the moment at the invitation of Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek and the ruling Social Democrats. Mr. Hoon has been speaking to the party about how they can learn from the experiences of the Labour Party, which has undergone great change in recent years. But his visit also comes at a time when the British Prime Minister, Tony Blair, tries to persuade new EU members to accept a deal on the EU's budget. Rob Cameron spoke to Mr. Hoon at Prague's British Embassy.
We have a very strong political relationship between the parties, but also government to government. So I think it's very important that the United Kingdom continues to work closely with our friends and partners in places like the Czech Republic.
Prime Minister Tony Blair is at the moment in very difficult talks with leaders of countries in this region about lowering their budget, the amount of money they get from the European Union. How much success do you think he's going to achieve? Do you think he will be able to clinch a deal over the next few days?
It's important that I emphasise the government are keen to see a resolution of the EU budget. It's obviously a difficult issue. It affects different countries in different ways. And crucially, we have to get an agreement of every single member state in the European Union. Obviously, following enlargement, that is an even more difficult task than it has ever been. But we're working hard to achieve that. And obviously, the Prime Minister is working particularly hard, travelling across Europe, seeing his counterparts, and establishing the basis of a deal.
That deal would involve the poorer EU countries like the Czech Republic, Hungary, Poland, etc., getting less money. Why should poorer countries get less from the EU?
That's not strictly true. What it actually means is those countries, if you forgive me, getting more than they've had in the past, obviously will be important in relation to achieving a deal that every country comes back a little off their ideal negotiating position, but perhaps that is the basis of a proper conclusion where everyone comes away slightly dissatisfied, but nevertheless recognises that that is in the greater interest of the European Union and indeed, crucially, in the interest of the Czech Republic to get a deal.
Going back into history, Britain famously betrayed Czechoslovakia at Munich in 1938, and there is still a lot of residual resentment, especially when you speak to older Czechs here. Do you think British foreign policy towards the Czech Republic today is driven by a sense of historical guilt of what happened 60 years ago?
I don't believe so, because after those events, of course, we then did take the right decision following the invasion of Poland. My father volunteered to serve in the Royal Air Force as a result of what happened there, and many millions of British citizens working closely with people from what was then Czechoslovakia, now the Czech Republic, served side by side, not least in the Royal Air Force. So it was something that I think was quickly overcome in the recognition that we all worked together to defeat a totalitarian and terrible regime.
Britain's head of the House of Commons, Jeff Hoon, talking to Radio Prague about the European Union and the history of the Munich Agreement some 70 years ago.